This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, March 12th, 2018. It's not spring break yet, but Becca, for you and me and our conversations, it kind of is spring break eve.
It is, because I'm going to go away.
You're going to be gone this week.
And then I'm not going to be back because you're going to be gone for spring break.
Right. And we'll have some archives, some of our favorite things from the past 28 years. So you and I are not going to talk again until almost the end of March.
And so I have the rest of March for you.
Okay.
We do this calendar on the first Sunday of every month in What's Up called Best Bets. And it looks forward to the month of things that we really think you need to know about. All right. Viet Gong. Going on at Theater Squared. It was workshopped here. It's been seen in New York. It's written about the immigration of Vietnamese to Fort Chaffee by the child of a couple of immigrants. And it's going to be an amazing show. It continues Wednesday through Sunday through April 8th at Theater Squared in Fayetteville. We've got Driving Miss Daisy out the ears because on the 15th, which is Wednesday, right?
15th is Thursday.
The national tour of Driving Miss Daisy is stopping at the Alma Performing Arts Center for one show only and includes Clarence Gilliard and Sherry Wilson from Walker, Texas Ranger.
That's why I know that name.
7:30, tickets are $25 and up. Then you can flip around and go to the Arts Center of the Ozarks over the weekend and see Driving Miss Daisy. With our own local celebrity, Vicki Hilliard. Friday, Saturday, and matinee on Sunday at ACO. That's the final weekend. Also on Saturday, it's the annual model train show hosted by the Sugar Creek Model Railroad and Historical Society. How fun is that?
Oh, it's a lot of fun to just go walk around.
Happens from 9 to 4 on Saturday at Embassy Suites in Rogers. It's $8 to get in, but you get a dollar off with donation of non-perishable food item.
And it's... You can buy things if you're doing this sort of thing.
Yeah.
There are dealers and vendors
and setups of
ideas.
Train setups and all sorts of coolness. And then on the 24th, it's called Art with an Altitude. It's the Kite Festival at Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge near Eureka Springs. That happens from 9 to 6. It's free to get in. If you want to go in and see the cats, you got to pay admission for that. Also on March 24th, they're doing something cool. That's hosted by the Art Experience. It's called a Puppet Slam. It's contemporary short-form puppet theater.
Where is this again?
For an adult audience. Mm-hmm. It's happening at the Phoenix Gallery at 16 West Center Street, the new Phoenix Gallery. It's a fundraiser for the Art Experience.
Okay.
Who has done the giant puppets in the New Year's parade and stuff
for
years.
Art therapy and all sorts of cool things.
$10 to get in. You can find out more by calling 442-0557. On the 25th, Clayton Conversations with filmmaker and Fort Smith native Philip Person at 1:30 at the Clayton House Museum.
Call now. Reserve now. These sell out.
They don't have enough seats for the number of people this has turned into. 783-3000. And then on March the 30th, we open Living on Love at Arkansas Public Theater in Rogers. This is a farce about an opera diva who discovers her larger-than-life maestro husband has become enamored with his biographer.
Wow.
And so, of course, she has to get even with him, and it'll be really funny. And then March the 31st, an evening with Peter Yarrow.
From Peter, Paul, and Mary.
And that'll get you through the end of the month.
All right. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy first day of spring. Happy whatever else I'm missing. We'll talk to you at the end of the month. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.